What's shaking? Hey, I'm Rick Jordan. Today, we're going all in. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a great Easter weekend. And I really, really enjoyed mine. I actually got to hang out at my brother's 40th birthday party on Saturday evening. It was really cool because there were cousins that were there that I had not seen in a very, very long time. I have 31 first cousins, a lot of first cousins. My mom is the youngest of seven. And a lot of those have had, a lot of her siblings have had multiple marriages. And I'm taking a look around the room. And it's a lot of it's like time hasn't passed as I'm reconnecting with people. I even got to reconnect with an awesome friend that I sat next to that I haven't seen in 6 years. And a really, really amazing friend from like 10, 12 years ago. And we reconnected. And it was a lot of goodness that came out of that and talking to him. And one thing I noticed, because he was actually one of the unique ones in the room, is that he was going through a transition in jobs. And he's actually getting back into the field that his degree's in, which is in biology. The dude's got a PhD, right? Really, really young. He got derailed in life a little while back. I'm actually hoping he's going to come on the show in a little while to tell his story. And now he's actually getting back into that, doing some biological and agricultural research for a company around Chicago. It's pretty awesome. And I start to think back because I take a look at what took place even with my life and with Reach Out, where Reach Out is right now and where we're going. And I started to get encouraged because Easter is a time, you know, regardless of what you believe spiritually, you know, I mean, for me, I believe in God, in Jesus. And that is most definitely, he is most definitely my source. For you, you know, if that's not what you believe, that's awesome. I respect you. Still, Easter is always looked at a time, and people celebrate Easter regardless of their spiritual beliefs. They get together with family, and it's often seen, you know, because it's towards the beginning of spring, usually it's often seen as like a time of new beginnings, right? Or really, it can also be a time of restoration, which is pretty cool. You know, it's like what was dead can actually rise. What was old can be shed, and now it's like stepping into something new as well. Or it's a time of reflection, and recognizing some really awesome things in your life and realizing the amazingness that you actually have right here, right? A time to stick with decisions, a time to make a brand new decision. It's a lot of things, and it all depends on where you're going. You know, so as I'm talking to my friend here, I start to look at him. It's like, I always knew that the dude would be really, really successful. I mean, just a super intelligent guy. I mean, he has a PhD, right? And he's had a lot of naysayers over the years because of hardship that he's had in his life, a lot of doubters. And I start to think, it's like, I've also had the same thing, you know, and I'm sure you have too. You know, if you've ever had some kind of a dream, some kind of a thought, some kind of, you know, I wish this could be my life. And along the way, there's a lot of obstacles. There's a lot of things that might derail you. There's a lot of things that might push you off track. Yeah, and I've talked about this maybe in the past. I don't know if exactly this way, but it's like I've always looked at from where I am to where I'm going as a very straight line. You know, so if I get knocked off track by something I didn't expect and now I'm over here, there becomes a new straight line to go back, because it actually takes more time. It takes more time to go back to where you were than it is to plot a new course forward to get to that same spot. It's less distance. It's less time. Like literally, if you think about it geometrically, it is quite literally that. It's like a new side of a triangle. And that can happen halfway down that road too. You get knocked off track. You know, and along the way, it's crazy because when you do get knocked off track, there's a lot of people that will come out and be like, see, there it is. I knew exactly that was going to happen. See, look at that person. You know, look at Rick. Look at Bobby. His name is Bobby. You know, look at those guys. You know, I knew it. I knew it. Everything that he's talked about, you know, I knew it wasn't going to happen. You know, turns out that he's just not that type of person, you know, because it seems like he can't uphold or whatever. You know, it seems like that it's just he hasn't exactly been truthful because of what he's been talking about. You know, and I see that stuff in chat rooms for our stock and all of that. And it's like, you know, I'm always as transparent and direct as possible about what's going on. And as I'm talking to my friend, I remember this book and I got it out here. This is something that Ryan, VP of operations, got me a couple of years ago. And it's pretty awesome. I'm going to hold it up here. I'll read it. It's My List of Things I Was Right About, Volume 2. I gotta tell you, you know, regardless, because Ryan's been around for all the troubles, right? And I mean, we've got our share in reach out. We've got our share of troubles right now too. You know, trying to get our audit complete, trying to get all of our filings in to, you know, so we can get the name changed, you know, so we're not an ice cream company as a public company anymore. So we can actually, you know, draw down more capital from a family office that's committed and all of these other things. You know, there's a, you know, there's an S1 that's filed right now for that, but we can't do these until this thing's done. And it's lasted, geez, 6 months, something that was supposed to take 60 days. He got me this when we had our first public offering, our first Regulation A public offering with Reach Out before we listed, 2 years before we listed, because I've had my share of doubters, you know, and I don't think of them as haters or anything else. You know, it's just doubters, because it's hard. The bigger the vision you have, the bigger the dream that you have, the more doubt that will be cast upon you. It's just how it is. So Ryan got me this because he was like, you know what? I knew we'd get there. He's like, I knew you wouldn't stop until we actually got there. And, you know, sometimes maybe it's like a disease or something like that to where you just continue pushing forward, but it's like, I don't know any other way. And that's just how it goes, you know, and that's just how it goes. So as I take a look at this book that he got me, it's pretty awesome, you know, because this isn't like an arrogant thing, but it's like, you look back and it's like, man, I'm glad I stuck on course, even when I got knocked off and adjusted, because I can't think, you know, my list of things that I was right about, right? What I can't put in this book, what I absolutely cannot put in this book is it looked exactly the way I thought it was going to look. That is never going to be the case. If you're going after big things in your life, you know, or if you start a new job, or if you decide to stick with a relationship, or if you decide to, you know, carry on with something brand new in your life, it is never going to go exactly the way that you thought along the way. Now, at the same time, it can look exactly what you wanted it to look like at the end, at that end point. And that's what this was about when he gave this to me. It's like, I knew what it was going to look like. I could see it. I could envision it. You know, I could actually place myself in what I want. And I still can. Along the way, I've learned, though, when you get knocked like that, sometimes there's bigger ones and they hurt more than others. They cut you deep because you don't realize like how much hardship you can actually face. And that's one of the beauties of it too. Because as you go through stuff, as you get knocked off track, when you look back at it, it's like, man, I made it through that. And I still got to where I was going. I was still right about this thing that I wanted. I was still right about what it was going to look like. But what I was wrong about is what the journey would look like along the way. So when you combine those things, when you combine getting knocked off track and the things that you absolutely cannot anticipate, and then add on to that, you know, people around you being like, you know what? See, not the dude I thought he was. Or it's like, you know what? He's never going to make it. Or I've literally had people tell me, like, with taking a company public, man, wouldn't want your project. Another person, being the CEO of a public company sucks, dude. Why would you want that? And what's funny to me, what's really funny to me and ironic is that none of those people had actually done this. Absolutely none of those people had actually done this who were giving me this feedback. You know, so I saw this thing today, and I also posted this on my story. And when I posted this on my story, it was like the first rule of success. Listen to those who have what you want and have been where you're at. And then I added my part. This was a quote that I shared, right? And I put, and not to those, meaning don't listen, to those with opinions based on ignorance, fear, or doubt. Those are the three things that I've encountered along every single journey towards every single big thing, big dream, big vision, big thing I've wanted to create, big thing I've gone after. I've experienced that from other people. And most of the time I've experienced it, the majority of the time, from people who have not been there before, who have not done that before, who did not want what I want. And that's the same as my friend. So, I mean, if you're in this for a career right now, that's awesome. If you're in that for a long-term thing and you want to keep climbing the ladder, so to speak, that's incredible. That's amazing. Freaking go for it, you know? And if people are like, you know what? You'll never be an executive. You'll never be a C-level person at that company at Reach Out. You'll never be there, you know? That's just because they haven't been there. And they're either talking out of ignorance because they might not actually know you. Or they're talking out of fear because they were scared to do it themselves. They couldn't step into it when you're the one that was bold enough to say, you know what? I see exactly what I want. I know what I want, and I'm going after it. They might have never done that before in their lives at all, actually seen what they want and gone after it. Instead, they resort back to complacency, to laziness, to people-pleasing, because it's going to upset the apple cart. It's going to rock the boat with relationships that are around them, and they don't want to do that. But you know what? They start to make it about other people and start to minimize themselves. And then it becomes something that they're never going to have a book like this and never be able to put that in a book like this, because right there, they just settled for what everybody else thought in ignorance, fear, and doubt. I like to surround myself with people like Ryan who give me this book when we actually got there. And I appreciate this because I have a struggle. I'm gonna be vulnerable with you. I have a struggle. And my struggle is actually recognizing things, awesome things that happen in the moment. I've gone through this before, right? And I've actually done episodes on this on the show. It's like, you know, typically speaking, when I stop and pause and smell the roses, so to speak, and acknowledge the milestones, in those moments, I've actually recognized that the way I've been able to stay there is actually for other people around me, because I'm like, oh man, other people need this. And my core value, one of my core values is being able to show up for everybody else. So I show up for others in that point, but it's still myself. So in this moment, when he gave me my book, it's like I was actually able to sit back like, man, I was right about this. And that's the thing, is I will continue to be right about these things. And I want you to be right about what you want to be right about too. The only way you're going to get off track from being that to where other people will be like, see, he was wrong. She was wrong. Not the dude I thought he was, not the woman I thought she was. The only way that that's actually going to take place is if you stop. It's if you stop. So whatever it is you're going after, if it's a C-level, maybe in this company, if it's a certain type of relationship you want, if it's kids at some point, if it's a house you want, if it's a place you want to live, if it's an environment you want to be around, if it's a city you want to move to, if it's anything you've dreamed of in your life, maybe it's a foundation or a nonprofit helping kids in some way. I don't know, but that's for you to know. And that's for you to have a book like this and be able to write it down in this book at some day in your life. You will never be able to write in a book like this if you start to think that everybody else around you and their opinions, their ignorance, their fear, their doubt matter more than what's in your heart. So I gotta tell you, I'm never gonna freaking quit, because I know exactly what I want. I know exactly where I'm going. And I'm gonna get there, even if it doesn't look like what I thought it was gonna look like along the way, which has absolutely been the case every single time. It has never looked exactly what I thought it was gonna look like along the way. But when I got there, when I finally got to that point, all the points that I've set, because you can have multiple like little visions and little dreams, you know, within this big vision and big dream that you have. And when you get to those points, it's like, time to write in the book. That's what I want for you. And that's what you want for you. That's the most important thing, is that's what you want for you. And the only person that can stop you is you. Have an awesome week. I hope you continue to chase after everything you want in life, because I'm going to be running that same race for myself, and I know that you should too, because it's what you want.